This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Welcome to the show. Very proud of the fact, by the way, that I had Donald Trump's deputy press secretary on the show only 2 days ago, and I told him in the break, privately, please give a private message and a personal message from me to President Trump and let him know that in South Africa, the majority are killing white farmers, and the majority passed a constitutional amendment that allows them to steal the land of white farmers. And then only 24 hours later, Donald Trump, out of the blue, brought up murder and expropriation of white farmers' land in South Africa and asked his Secretary of State to study the issue and come back and tell him whether we should place sanctions on the economy of South Africa. And in the ensuing hours, so many friends of mine in South Africa sent me emails and texts to thank me that I changed the world, that I literally changed their lives, that the government there knows we are watching. And that might cause them, hopefully, we pray, to think second thoughts about stealing the land of white farmers based on the color of their skin. The first two farms were already stolen, by the way, or at least they're in the process of being stolen. The government has sent the notices and told them, we're taking your land because you would not negotiate in good faith. Both farms are worth somewhere in the neighborhood of $2.7 million, $27 million, and the government offered $2.7 million. So they offered 10 cents on the dollar. And when the farmer said, are you crazy? I'm not going to take 10 cents on the dollar from my farm. The government, out of the blue, sent a note and said, sorry, you didn't negotiate in good faith. We're taking your farm. Well, now Donald Trump and the United States of America are watching. And you can't get away with the same thing. And I hope they're watching because of what I said. Now, the articles I read said that Donald Trump must have seen the segment on Tucker Carlson's show 2 weeks ago. Well, I know for a fact that Donald Trump watches my show. And I've mentioned this 20 times in the last 3 months. And I'm a fan of Tucker Carlson, so nothing against Tucker. And I've got his email address. We email back and forth all the time. So I like Tucker. Maybe it was a combination of Wayne Root and Tucker. Maybe it was him watching my show and Tucker's show. Maybe it was what I said to his deputy press secretary. But you know what? In the end, I really don't care. I only care that a difference has been made in the world. Let me tell you how bad the majority government is in South Africa, how vicious. One of the leaders in South Africa, Julius Malema, has accused President Cyril Ramaphosa and the Democratic Alliance of colluding with AfriForum to sabotage plans to expropriate land without compensation. He says, Julius Malema says, we're prepared to die if it means South Africa will achieve land expropriation without compensation. The party has claimed it's aware of white extremists who are opposed to the policy and are training as snipers in Pretoria to kill them. Malema was addressing the media on Thursday at party headquarters. They will kill us for that. There's a group of white right-wingers who are being trained by Jews in Pretoria to be snipers. This is what you're dealing with, okay? This is the hatred of whites and the hatred of Jews. He also accused President Cyril Ramaphosa and the Democratic Alliance of colluding with AfriForum to sabotage the plans. This comes after U.S. President Donald Trump's controversial tweet. The DA does the same thing, and the DA's position is the same as the anti-Forum's position. Cyril Ramaphosa's group in the ANC has got a similar position as AfriForum. So basically what he's saying is there's two parties in South Africa. One is led by Cyril Ramaphosa, who's the president, and he's vicious. And he's no fan of white people. And he's looking to steal white farms. The other is led by a crazy man who wants to murder every white person named Julius Malema. And his left-wing communist rhetoric of stealing everyone's property has pushed Ramphosa all the way to the left to the point where they almost touch each other. And it's just like in America, you know? You've got liberal Republicans like a Jeb Bush or a Mitt Romney who literally, you know, middle of the road, namby-pamby, John Kasich, really believe in nothing, hate Donald Trump. But if Trump were out of the way and they were the candidate for president, liberals would accuse them of being white extremists. It's the exact same thing in America. They accuse liberals of being white extremists. If they aren't liberal enough, you got to go all the way and be a radical communist to not be called a white extremist. So, I'm just glad that Donald Trump has spoken out, and the world is now watching South Africa. It had been dead quiet, and the only guy in the country who talked about it was me, and I've got the proof. Not only have I said it on radio and TV 20 times in the last 6 months, but I also wrote the column for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And so all I can tell you is I put the focus on South Africa when no one else in the country did. Now we talk about the American economy. You know, what did I argue yesterday? That who Trump had sex with 10 years ago is the most meaningless thing in the world. As a matter of fact, who Trump has sex with tomorrow night is the most meaningless thing in the world. What I care about is the economy. What I care about is a president who's actually making us all prosperous. And that's what I know 63 million Trump voters care about, too. And the Target CEO was on CNBC today and raved about the state of the economy. This is what he said. This is the best consumer environment I've ever seen in my entire career. Consumer spending is back and has never been better as far as Target CEO Brian Cornell is concerned. There's no doubt that, like others, we're currently benefiting from a very strong consumer environment, perhaps the strongest I've seen in my entire career, Cornell told analysts. The retailer shares are surging. Do you remember under Obama, Target was dying? Now they're surging after fiscal second quarter results beat earnings, revenue, and comparable store sales. Just when many investors had written off brick-and-mortar retailers in the era of Amazon, Target is seeing a huge jump in traffic. We're seeing great consumer response, unprecedented traffic. As we go back and look, we've never seen growth traffic like this. Digital sales skyrocketed more than 40%. Investing in more items on the website, adding more delivery options for online orders, building that momentum, Target raised its earning outlooks for the full year. Of course they did. Everybody's raised their earning outlooks, and everyone's beating their earnings estimates. Here's another article. The Trump economy, 314 of the 349 largest U.S. counties have increased employment in the last year. Do you have any idea? And how about wages? The Bureau of Labor Statistics announced yesterday jobs and wages are way up from only 1 year ago when looking at the largest U.S. counties. According to yesterday's Bureau of Labor Statistics release of county employment and wages, the U.S. economy is growing at an incredible rate. Incredible rate. Midland, Texas had the largest percentage increase, a gain of 12.6% year over year. With Midland, the largest employment increase occurred in the natural resources and mining, which gained 5,728 jobs in the last year. And then Kanawha, it looks like Kanawha, West Virginia, the largest over-the-year percentage decrease in employment with a loss of 1.4%. Heck, a loss of 1.4 would have led the country under Obama. This is last in the country. It would have led the country under Obama. Only lost 1.4%. That's damn good for Obama. But it's last in the country under Trump. The average weekly wage increased 3.7% year over year. And Peoria, Illinois, the largest year over year percent increase in average weekly wages, with a gain of 23.8%. Almost all of it in manufacturing. Employment is record breaking. The U.S. GDP has never been greater and up 4.1% last quarter. Unemployment at record lows. Stock market reaching record highs. Wages are up. Taxes are down. President Trump's economy is on fire. And how about this one? Texas now imports more oil than it imports for the first time in history. Wow. Can you imagine who would have ever believed that just a few years ago? That the United States is exporting more than we're importing in oil. Truly amazing. Now let's look at the other end of the scale. Here's a great headline that sums it all up. Why does anybody vote Democrat? Why? 52.1% of kids in America live in households getting means-tested government assistance. It's the welfare generation. That's it. Who's voting Democrat? Millions and millions of people, 52.1% of the population. Just what Mitt Romney said, and the media crucified him for it. And he lost the election for it. He said if half the country's on welfare. So of course they're not going to vote for us. That leaves, we have to get every vote in the other half. That's basically what Mitt Romney said. And that's exactly right. 52.1% of kids live in households getting means tested government assistance. You know what an embarrassment that is? More than half the country is a household getting some form of welfare. And you wonder why Trump won by a sliver and actually lost the popular vote, but won enough in the Midwest where people still have pride and they're not all on welfare. I'll bet if you looked, what you'd find is that in places in the Midwest where people still have pride, welfare is lower, say, in Michigan. Sorry. I drank some water. Went down the wrong way. Michigan, Ohio, Iowa, Wisconsin, even Pennsylvania, at least western Pennsylvania. I'll bet if you check those states, you would find that welfare levels, still high, all over America, every state is high, but lower than, say, New York or California, where no one has any pride anymore. And so, look at the Democratic voter rolls. When I ask who votes Democrat, who's left? It's people on welfare. And it's 22 million government employees who get a fat check and obscene pension from the government. Add in illegal aliens. Add in felons. And there's 90% of your Democratic vote. And the other 10%... are white liberal morons from Ivy League schools who are book smart but are so dumb about common sense and street smartness that they couldn't spell cat if I spotted them the C and the A, who live on both coasts. That's the 10% that's left over. But other than that, welfare addicts, illegal aliens, felons, and 22 million government employees. There's your Democratic voters. Wayne Allyn Root War now. And the rest of us, we're left to fight for what's left.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Synagenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Synagenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenics.com.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on Cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history, and there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product. So I agreed to try it. Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. You won't believe the results in your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. Can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
War now.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I hope you like my my comparison. On one side, Trump had sex 10 years ago. On the other side, almost every county in America has higher employment. On the other side, the stock market is booming. On the other side, GDP, gross economic, basically economic growth is exploding. On the other side, you have CEOs saying in their whole lifetimes, they've never seen an economy like this. You finally hired someone. You got it right. You hired someone who's brilliant, a CEO to be president, who knows what he's doing. You once hired a business guy named George W. Bush, and the guy was a little spoiled brat who'd never had success in his whole life and got lucky because his daddy was George H.W. Bush. He had a big name, and he was able to buy the Texas Rangers, and he bought it for like $10 million, sold it for like $40 million, and made himself $30 million. That's the only money he's ever made in his entire freaking life. That's not a businessman. Donald Trump is a business genius. And you finally got it right and hired a business genius, a billionaire business genius, to run America. And look what he's done, and they can't wait to get rid of him. Because the whole Democratic Party is illegal aliens, felons, and people on freaking welfare. I'm Wayne Allen Root. This is USA Radio. You're a relentless warrior, Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. You can only find a CEO like this and a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. Doesn't exist anywhere else. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. At least I do when I'm not choking to death on water. Second day in a row that I work so hard on this show for you. I mean, I sweat. I mean, I fight. I mean, I unfurl the banner, man. I could passion and energy into every show that no other host can even imagine. And so I gulp a little water, and I just made myself choke 2 days in a row. I got to learn to stop drinking water in the middle of the show, because you're going to hear a guy, you're going to hear your host choke to death and drown on national radio. Sorry about that. But I do fight when I'm not drowning. So, coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, at my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know storms coming, you need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000, that's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America, 833-WAR-TALK. Is the phone number, toll-free from anywhere in the USA. Love to hear from you. 833-927-8255. Let's see what this is about. I always find it interesting when I see a headline, I print it out for you, and I want to talk about it, but I haven't read it yet, so I'm reading it with you for the first time. Rigged, massive voter fraud uncovered ahead of the critical election. Senator Ted Cruz, a conservative leader in the Senate, is in a tight battle for re-election in Texas. And in a narrow race, critics say his Democratic opponent may be poised to get thousands of illegal immigrant votes to pad his totals in November. Hundreds, if not thousands, of non-U.S. citizens are registered to vote in Texas and have cast ballots in elections, according to Dallas' local station, WFAA. The station reported this disturbing finding on Wednesday, yesterday. Direct Action Texas, a conservative grassroots organization, originally made the claim at a news conference last week. Turns out it's true. Non-citizens are registered to vote in Texas, and the bureaucracy is partly to blame. The Heritage Foundation reports at least 20 people have been convicted of election fraud, vote buying, and illegal casting ballots in Texas since 2014. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Direct Action Texas's Aaron Harris said in a statement, "I'm checking the voter rolls against the Department of Public Safety citizenship status, and the analyst found 280,000 registered voters who at the time they were issued a ID were not citizens. Non-citizens are ineligible to register and vote. More than 4 million registered voters in Texas don't match anyone in public databases. And critics are demanding answers with the election just months away. Officials blame a broken bureaucratic system and say they believe the total amount of election fraud is minimal, but admit it does happen. No, what they're admitting is they don't have a clue. They don't have a clue, and the nation is so badly divided. Do you have any idea what a few votes mean one way or the other? Look at the Fox News poll, latest Fox News poll out. First of all, Fox News poll is not a Fox News poll. It's done by a liberal pollster. Why they would hire a Clinton pollster to do their polls, I have no idea. But they always oversample Democrats. But he has voters split 45-46, I'm confirming, Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. 45-46. 46 oppose him, 45 confirm him. That's how close this country is divided, and a few thousand illegals can tip any election.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
War now. USA Radio News.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions said the Justice Department won't be influenced by politics, speaking in response to President Trump's criticism of him earlier today in a TV interview. Talk on Capitol Hill is even that Sessions could be replaced right after the 2018 midterm elections. On Thursday, President Trump imposed another $16 billion worth of tariffs on Chinese goods. The president spoke earlier today once again regarding China.
Not enough focus has been put on China, and that's been for a long time. We want to have big focus is on Russia. Not enough focus is on China. And there's a 25% tax on that now coming in. And I think that economically also helps us. This is very different, but it also helps us. And people are saying that's already having a big effect. And it is already, we're collecting that money. It's a lot of money. Much of it is being collected. Some of it starts in a week.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I wanted to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. Geico waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the Geico legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We'll be right back.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Synagenics is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They've got 21 clinics all over the United States. I like to call them anti-aging clinics. They call it healthy aging. They call it a global leader of age management medicine. It's a proven scientific approach to healthy aging, to defying aging, custom tailored to each individual. And it's interesting because I'm a workout nut, as most of you listen know, and I'm an exercise, you know, just fitness fanatic, and I eat a healthy diet, and I'm non-gluten for the last 5 years, and pop vitamin pills. I did all of that, and when they tested me, they found multiple health issues. They found I was pre-diabetic. They found I was insulin resistant. They found I had high cholesterol, and I was just at the very edges of having all kinds of trouble. None of this had gotten bad. It was all kind of new. It just happens when you age, and it happens when you don't know exactly the exact right diet that's perfect for your body, or the exact exercise regimen that's right for your body. So they tinkered with everything. They changed it all just a little bit. And now I eat the most food I've ever eaten in my life, and I've lost a ton of weight, and I'm the thinnest I've been since high school, and I feel great. Everyone watches me on Newsmax TV, says I look great, and I got more energy than I've ever had. So if you're free, no obligation consultation, tell me you want the Wayne Root treatment, call 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER. If you don't want to be older, call 888-YOUNGER. If you want to be older, don't call. If you want to look crappy, don't call. If you want to feel crappy, don't call. If you want to feel fat and look fat, don't call. But if you want to be thinner, call 888-YOUNGER. Toll free anywhere in the USA or register at Synagenics.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show, Synagenics. Christine Layla is here, the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor. She is or can be found at thegatewaypundit.com, thegatewaypundit.com. It's one of my three favorite websites in the world. I wake up and I look at Drudge and I look at Gateway and I look at Breitbart. Those are usually the three that I look at first thing in the morning, and then you might throw in Zero Hedge and Fox News a little bit. But other than that, I build my life around those three, and that's really saying something. That's a big compliment. So, Christina, you're running a great ship there.
Oh, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm glad that it's almost Friday. Thank God it's almost Friday. And it's almost Labor Day weekend.
It's been a crazy week.
You should try my week. If you think my week's crazy, if you think your week's crazy, you should try my week. But in any case, I leave tomorrow. I'm not even going to miss a show. Do you know I leave at 6 o'clock in the morning on Saturday? So I got to get up at 3 in the morning to catch a plane. Oh. And I'm flying to Connecticut across the whole country to give a speech in front of WJJF, which is the big conservative talk station in Connecticut. It runs up and down the 95 freeway, also Long Island, New York. And they're having a huge party for their anniversary of their station. And they'll have like 600-700 people at a huge casino in Connecticut.
Wow.
And I will be the guest speaker of the night. So I'm flying all the way across the country. I'm there for just Saturday and Sunday, and then I fly back Monday and make my show Monday afternoon. So you talk about a crazy schedule. Wow, I'm not.
You're a warrior.
Oh, I am a conservative warrior. That's what I am. So obviously the big headline of the day has got to be President Trump about Jeff Sessions. He said, I put an attorney general that never into office that never took control of the Justice Department. And then Sessions responds and unloads on President Trump. Tell us what that's all about.
Right. So, well, the president's been hitting Sessions here and there on his Twitter account, and understandably so. Sessions recused himself the first day on the job. He even cited the wrong law when he recused himself. And Rod Rosenstein, who's a deep state crony, has essentially taken control of the entire Justice Department, and he appointed Mueller, and here we have witch hunt ongoing. And so this is a rare statement. So Jeff Sessions never responds to Trump. He's usually quiet. So the fact that he even released a statement today was pretty telling. And he, again, it was like Democrat talking points where he's not going to be improperly influenced by political considerations. And he's doing an impeccable job, according to the statement. It's absurd. It's absurd.
Well, he said, I'm doing an impeccable job about himself. Is that what he said, literally?
Yeah, he basically said that since the day he was sworn in, he has had an unprecedented success at effectuating the president's agenda. That's his own words.
Wow, that's bizarre. That's bizarre. Because I've got something here, and I don't know if this one is from Gateway, but it might be from Gateway. I don't know. It's Jason Chavitz on Jeff Sessions being AWOL, and he says, absent, ineffective, missing, a disappointment, I don't believe him, is what he said about Jeff Sessions.
Fine.
I don't know if that's from your site or not. I'm not sure. I can't tell from the sheet of paper I printed it out on, but I mean, I look at like five different sites to get all my articles, yeah. And I'd say I get the majority from your site, the Gateway Pundit, but not all of them.
Yeah, we publish that. Yeah,
oh, see, so, there you go. There's the proof. See? Anything right. I pick up is usually good chance it came from your site. So, I mean, look, anybody with a brain knows this guy is being blackmailed. That's right. What I have conjectured for a year now, that he is being blackmailed. First of all, he's a weird-looking guy. I know that's a sad thing to say on national radio, but I'm going to say it. Jeff Sessions is a strange little guy, and I'm sure he does weird things with people on trapezes. And somebody got pictures or videos of it, or they sent somebody in to do something with him and record it all. And now they've got him. I mean, I don't have any doubt that that's what's going on, because nothing else would explain why he was such a conservative in the Senate, and it was Donald Trump's best friend and helped get him elected. And then the minute he's in the office, he's working against Trump 24 hours and not going after Hillary. Can anyone explain that other than blackmail?
Right. And we've been saying that, too, that he's either, you know, whether he's being blackmailed or they threatened him, whatever it is, he's got to go. He's compromised. And, I mean, he's done so much damage. We lost the Senate seat to a Democrat because of him. And we had a Mueller appointment, and Mueller's just been hunting down everybody in Trump's inner circle, from, you know, General Flynn all the way up to his personal attorney now. They're turning the screws on Michael Cohen. And it's just creating a firestorm in the media. And he's just a disaster. He has to go.
And this one is not from your site. This one happens to be from Breitbart. But Lindsey Graham says Trump will very likely fire Sessions after the midterms. Lindsey Graham told reporters it was likely President Trump will fire Sessions after the midterms. The president is entitled to an attorney general he's faith in. I think there will come a time sooner rather than later where it will be the time to have a new face and a fresh voice at the Department of Justice. Replacing him before the election of me would be a non-starter, but the idea of having a new attorney general during the first term of President Trump's administration, I think, is very likely. Funny how Lindsey Graham lately, am I crazy, Christina, or has Lindsey Graham become like a kind of a backer of President Trump all the time lately? It's weird.
No, he's doing, you know, he actually came out and he defended Kavanaugh, and he said he's going to have Kavanaugh confirmed as quickly as possible. Actually, this interview with that Lindsey Graham did, Senator Grassley also was there and told reporters, I wrote up an article on this as well, that not only is Lindsey Graham backing Trump firing Sessions, Grassley is as well, and he's the Senate Judiciary Chairman, and he said today in an interview with reporters that he will make room and make time to have a hearing to confirm a new attorney general, which is a total 180-degree turn from what he previously said, where he wouldn't confirm. So they're both backing him now. This is a huge turning point, I believe, where you have the top key GOP senators backing Trump's decision to get rid of Sessions.
I just don't understand for the life of me why it wasn't done sooner. I mean, it's so clear that everybody wants to get rid of Sessions. So why not get rid of him now? Now, they're saying now you can't do it because it's right in front of an election. I guess they feel like it would hurt the GOP. But if you're announcing out loud you're going to get rid of him 5 minutes after the election, aren't the same voters who are angry going to be angry anyway? And aren't the same voters who are going to be happy anyway? So I don't really get any of the reasoning. He should have been fired a long time ago. They shouldn't have waited until now. They should have fired him a long, long time ago. Jeff Sessions is just no good. I don't know what else to say. He's no good.
Right. And I just want to tell your audience, look, all the rumors that Sessions is working behind the scenes, everybody, all the sources I've spoken to, all of my friends in the media I've spoken to, none of us have heard that. What we're hearing is that Sessions is going to be let go soon. That's what we're hearing.
Right. The only thing that appeared to be true was there were reports from reliable sources that, and they have pictures, I think, if I remember correctly, that showed FBI agents taking Clinton Foundation boxes out of the Clinton Foundation and flying them out of some Arkansas airport. And so if that happened, it was for the DOJ. So, I mean, somebody is investigating the Clinton Foundation. I don't know if it's Jeff Sessions in charge of that, but he's in charge of the DOJ. So I got to think something is happening behind the scenes we don't know about, but yet President Trump is so vicious towards Sessions that it's clear they really are, you know, enemies at this point. So I don't know. I don't see much happening.
Right. No. And I've also been told that he barely talks to Sessions. The president talks to Rosenstein more than he talks to Sessions. That's all you need to know right there. The deputy's in charge. You know, Rod Rosenstein's calling the shots.
All right, so more really scary rumblings. Dirty cop Mueller about to indict Donald Trump Jr. Is that what you are hearing?
Well, so a reporter with One American News Network, Jack Posobiec, is being told that Don Jr. Is in Mueller's crosshairs. and also is Roger Stone. So he's hearing from multiple people that Robert Mueller is planning to indict not only Roger Stone, but Don Jr.
You know, and the irony would be if he did that, it would be because they went, Trump Jr. went to a meeting at Trump Tower because someone said, I got dirt on Hillary. Is everybody kidding me? Everyone in the United States in every political race on both the right and the left goes to meetings all the time where someone says they have dirt on someone and you're just unwilling to listen. That's not a crime to listen. How is that a crime?
It's not illegal.
No, but obviously he'll charge it is, obviously. But it's basically what I've been saying for days now, Christina, is Democrats get away with murder and we go to jail for life for spitting on the sidewalk. That's what's going on in America. It's crazy.
I know. Look at that Pakistani IT staffer.
These are real crimes. You want to hang on? There's a whole bunch more to talk about, so we'll grab you through the break. So hang on. Christina Layla, the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor. TheGatewayPundit.com is the website. If you're not already there, you should be. And we'll talk about John Brennan with another vicious tweet against Trump and Lanny Davis and what he has to say, the attorney for Michael Cohen, and that much and much more to come from Wayne Allyn Root and Christina Layla of The Gateway Pundit. We'll be right back. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now because I can't sleep well at all without using MyPillow because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer, dryer? It comes out like new. Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code USA. 2 MyPillow premium pillows. 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their healthcare. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now. I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
The thin and trim conservative warrior that has said on this show for weeks that I want to kick a liberal's ass in a ring in Las Vegas, and we can't find one liberal that will take me up on it. Not one. But I'm not asking you if you're out there and you're an average person. I want to fight a high-profile national liberal politician or talk show host or pundit on television at MSNBC, a Donnie Deutsch. I want to take it on, baby. I want Jimmy Kimmel. Can't get anybody to do it. They just don't want to do it. They're all chicken. By the way, Newsmax TV is in our third hour. Bill O'Reilly is on with me twice a week now, and it has become the hottest show on Newsmax TV. And if you do not get Newsmax TV, I want you to call this phone number, 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. Newsmax will instantly connect you to your cable carrier for free wherever you are in the United States of America. You just give them your zip code. They tell you who your cable system is that carries cable TV in your town. And they stick you, boom, right in for free on their line, right into the right office at that cable company to say, I want Newsmax TV because I want Wayne Allen Root and Bill O'Reilly. So call 844-500-6397 if you don't already have Newsmax TV so you can watch yours truly. We come back to our guest, the lovely Christina Layla, the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor. The website is thegatewaypundit.com. Christina, welcome back to the show.
Hello. Thank you.
Hello. So we were talking a second ago about the fact that Donald Trump could get indicted along with Roger Stone, a character who I've known for quite a while. I wouldn't call him a friend. I'd call him someone I've known for a long time. Roger is a crazy human being, and I would hate to see his life ruined, but these people want to ruin everybody's life. And now we segue to John Brennan, speaking of crazy people. Yeah. Ex-CIA chief attacks Trump in an ominous tweet. What exactly did he say, Christina Layla?
Let's see. So he's back on Twitter, and today he says, I take no delight in seeing the steady collapse of the U.S. presidency, but I do take strong comfort in knowing that the rule of law and our great government institutions are prevailing. Things will ultimately get better, and we will heal as a nation. I mean, what does that even mean? He's just trying to pile on with the media pile on with this week.
I want you to hear my philosophy, because I did this all day yesterday. There is no collapsing presidency.
What?
Trump's not being impeached. There's nothing going on except that Trump had sex. And it was 10 years ago that he had sex, not 10 minutes ago. And it doesn't matter to any of the 63 million people that voted for Donald Trump. This isn't going to affect one vote. So this whole thing is another exercise in locker room video hysteria that was false the first time and will be false again. No one cared that Trump was having sex the first time, and no one cares this time that he had sex 10 years ago. No one's surprised. Christina, are you shocked that he actually did have sex, possibly, with a porn star named Stormy Daniels?
No, I mean, look, it's not something that, you know, we celebrate or...
No, nobody's celebrating. It just doesn't matter. The economy matters, you know?
Yeah, look, we elected Trump knowing that he's larger than life, and he's not your normal evangelical type Christian politician, right?
So he's a barbarian.
He isn't perfect. We know he's imperfect. You know, he's been through a couple of divorces, and it's okay. That's not why we elected him. And so what happens is his base doesn't care about this. When you raid somebody's personal lawyer's house and office, what do you expect them to find? Especially on somebody like Trump, who has a long history of, you know, multiple laws. The man's been through so much with all of his businesses. And, of course, they're going to find something. Of course, they can take it, and they're blowing it up out of proportion. We don't care. The voters don't care.
As long as they see that he's kept his promises with illegals and the border and killing ICE and the economy and jobs, this is the most unimportant thing in the world.
Right.
It doesn't affect me. I don't get why. How about, is Trump any different than my next-door neighbor? What if I find out my next-door neighbor's cheating on his wife? I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. The only person who should care about that is Melania. That's who should care. Mm-hmm. But anybody else, you know, maybe she's going to be his third ex-wife. So what about it? If he makes the economy work, I just don't give a damn. I'm not going back to the days of Obama when GDP was 1% and negative 1%. I don't want it. So I don't know who could argue with that one. But John Brennan is just another troublemaker. Last topic. Lanny Davis admits that Michael Cohen has no evidence Trump directed him to pay Stormy. And he actually said it's going to just come down to whether you trust Michael Cohen's word against Donald Trump's word. 63 million Trump fans are going to say, screw you.
Right. And I mean, the question is, how the heck did Lanny Davis, who's a Clinton sycophant, the guy goes back to the Clintons in the 90s, he's a Clinton fixer, how did he become Michael Cohen's attorney?
Yeah.
So Cohen hires this guy in July, and I just feel like he just showed up and was like, look, I'm your client. This is what you're going to do. Otherwise, you know, they have all this information. They raided Cohen's house, and now they're using it to basically probably threaten him. And so
they also got him, by the way. He's the only lawyer in history who ever pleaded guilty to a crime that isn't a crime.
What?
It's not a crime.
It's
he
not
did not commit campaign violations.
It's so bizarre. Right?
It's absolutely bizarre. He listened to a lawyer that's a Clinton sycophant who gave him the wrong information on purpose, obviously, and convinced him you're going to jail for a lot of years. You better plead. Maybe they gave $100 million in the Swiss bank account, by the way. Maybe that's how this all works. You know?
You never know.
You never know. I would not be shocked in the slightest that that's the way it works. The Clintons have plenty of money offshore with the Clinton Foundation to give anybody they want to give to do and say the right thing. So, Christina Lely, hear the music. Time to run. She is the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor. TheGatewayPundit.com is the website. TheGatewayPundit.com. Christina, we love having you on. See you soon, babe.
Thank
you. Wayne on the Root, worn out. USA Radio. We'll see you in a sec.
Product advertised on the previous program, which requires an investment, is subject to all local
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it. We'll be right back.